Welcome to Nowhere to Run with Christopher White.
Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Welcome to Nowhere to Run. My name is Chris. Thanks for tuning in. This episode is just going to be the audio from a video that I just got done making called William Cooper Debunks Jordan Maxwell. And you can view the video either on either of the websites, nowheretorun.podomatic.com, conspiracyclothes.com/nowheretorun, or the YouTube site, youtube.com/nowheretorun1984. But it's not necessary to see the video, I don't think, so I'm just going to play that audio. I don't think anybody's found any of this information before, so I think it's pretty new. I could be wrong, but in any case, here it is. William Cooper debunks Jordan Maxwell.
Hey everyone. I was going through and I was doing some research on Bill Cooper's Mystery Babylon series, and I was going through and I was taking the parts that Bill Cooper would debunk the mystery school religion, like the ideas of Zeitgeist and Jordan Maxwell and Michael Tsarian, and I was putting it all in a separate file, which I'll provide as a podcast later. But Bill Cooper was very, very against that idea. But some people think that he was for it because what he would do is he would read books from people like Manly P. Hall or Albert Pike or Alice Bailey or something. But he was really good at reading these books. So sometimes it sounded like that's what he was saying. And so what Bill Cooper would do, and you know this if you're, you know, listened to the Mystery Babylon series or any of Bill Cooper, that he would always stop and say, remember, this is not what I believe. This is what they believe. So as I was sitting down listening, I came across this one part where it sounded like Bill Cooper was reading, but he never said that he was reading from any particular author. So I Googled it and found out that he was reading verbatim from one of Jordan Maxwell's books called That Old Time Religion. Except what's interesting is that Bill Cooper was reading it in the same way he would read from Manly P. Hall or Albert Pike, and he would stop and say, this is what they believe. The mystery school religions. In fact, I mean, Jordan Maxwell was friends with Manly P. Hall. Here's him saying that.
Manly Palmer Hall, one of my very good friends, said in one of his lectures.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go through this audio from Bill Cooper, and we're going to show how William Cooper was literally calling out Jordan Maxwell's belief as being a part of the mystery school. And we're also going to debunk the idea that Jordan Maxwell was only trying to show us what the mystery schools believed, which he never once stated, and in fact states the direct opposite. And Bill Cooper will point that out. And there will be no mistaking there. We're also going to go through the interview that Bill Cooper did with Jordan Maxwell and show that it was not only the first time that they had ever met, but that Jordan Maxwell thought that he could get away with saying his usual spiel to Bill Cooper, but Bill Cooper stopped him in his tracks, and then they changed the subject. It's very interesting. One more thing before we get into the meat of this. I'm sorry for taking so long. But this is really complicated, and you need to understand what Bill Cooper's position was, as far as I can understand. He believed that the ancient mystery schools at about 150 AD, that is after Jesus Christ, 150 years, they merged their ancient worship of the sun, which was not really worshiping the sun per se, but worshiping what the sun represented, which to them was primordial knowing or Lucifer or something like that. So anyway, about 150 AD, after the Christianity was spreading like wildfire, they took the real history of what had happened 150 years before and merged it with their sun worship. And so you have authors like Plutarch, who were initiated into the ancient mystery school religion at about 150 AD, writing books like Parallel Lives, which began this whole thing about Freemasonry and everybody else having this story that sounds a lot like Christianity. And that's what Gnosticism and the Catholic Church and all that is today. This version of the mystery school religion that was merged with Christianity, which they couldn't control, at about 150 AD. And here's Bill Cooper kind of saying it right here.
Nearly all writers attempting an interpretation of the Osirian cycle have recourse to Plutarch. It has seemingly never occurred to Egyptologists that this eminent priest of Delphi might have purposely confused or distorted the fable, or, if not that, might certainly have misdirected the attention of the reader from relevant to irrelevant explanations. Two factors must certainly be taken into consideration when reading Plutarch. First, he was an initiated priest of the mysteries.
Okay, now follow along on the screen as Bill Cooper reads verbatim from Jordan Maxwell's book, That Old Time Religion. And the most crucial part is to look and notice where Bill Cooper is actually adding his own commentary to what he is reading. Okay, here we go.
Here we note another cleverly disguised part of the whole, according to the mystery school, misunderstood and plagiarized story. For they believe that Christianity is a perversion of the mysteries, and that's why they hate Christians.
Sorry, we're just getting started. There's so much more of these to go through, but I wanted to point out right up front what Bill Cooper was saying here. Obviously, he's stopping where Jordan Maxwell, and you'll see this over and over and over again, where Jordan Maxwell says this is true fact, Bill Cooper keeps stopping and says this is what the mystery schools believe. And we'll look into that more detail here in a second, but I also wanted you to notice that Bill Cooper says right there, this is why the mystery schools hate Christianity, is because they think that Christianity stole their religion from the ancient Egyptian, and that's what the whole truth movement thinks too. But really what happened was this ancient Egyptian religion in 150 AD stole the Christian religion, and that's Bill Cooper's point. So you need to understand why he just said that before we can really understand what's going on in these many, many cases of him calling out Jordan Maxwell.
The next point to be made requires first a little background. Christians have always referred to God as the Father, but viewing God as a Father didn't start here. It goes back far into the ancient world. The reason is, according to the mystery religion, our planet was always viewed as our Mother Earth, our Mother Nature, and that's where all this Mother Earth and Earth Goddess comes from in the New Age movement. And since rain, the life-bringing fluid, or the semen, falling from heaven, impregnated and brought life to Mother Earth, it was therefore believed that our Father was in heaven. And so the New Testament story was, Mother Earth asked God's Son to draw water from the sea for the grapes to make fine wine for the wedding feast. And this marriage feast story is over 5,000 years old. 3,000 years before the New Testament story. And the mystery schools believe it is just one more case of pious plagiarism.
Okay, there is a lot more, and we'll get to them in a second, but I just wanted to point this out because this is a classic example. What does Jordan Maxwell say? He says, 3,000 years before the New Testament story was retold, just one more case of pious plagiarism. Now, what does Bill Cooper say? 3,000 years before the New Testament story was retold, the mystery schools believe this is just one more case of pious plagiarism. So Maxwell is telling us this is real history, and Bill Cooper is telling us this is what the Freemasons believe history is. So before we go any further, I want to debunk the idea that people will often say, which is Jordan Maxwell was just trying to show us what the ancient mystery schools believed. He wasn't trying to say this is real, he was only trying to say this is what they believe. But if you read through this book or see any Jordan Maxwell presentation, you will continually see this is not the case. Jordan Maxwell tells us that the roots of Christianity and Judaism are to be found in Egypt. He says that point blank over and over and over again. I have never heard him say the opposite of that. In fact, the name of this book is called That Old Time Religion, The Story of Religious Foundations. And in case there's any more doubt that Jordan Maxwell was actually trying to debunk Christianity by saying that it was based on Egyptian religions and not pointing out that it's what the mystery schools believed, read the back of the book. It says, "This book proves there is nothing new under the sun regarding many of our modern religious beliefs. This includes Christianity, and how many of its beliefs could be far older than what we have suspected. It gives a complete rundown of the stellar, lunar, and solar evolution of our religious systems and contains new, long-awaited, exhaustive research on the gods and on our beliefs. The book's central theme, The Origin of Religions, centers around the work of Jordan Maxwell. Mr. Maxwell has become widely known as one of the world's foremost experts on early mythological systems and their influence on both ancient and modern religions. He continually surprises the reader with factual evidence on where our modern beliefs really came from. Okay. So that should show you that Bill Cooper and Jordan Maxwell are on the opposite sides of the fence trying to prove two absolutely different things. So let's continue and listen to Bill Cooper's reading of Jordan Maxwell's work.
Though the story varied in some details from place to place in Egypt, the essence was always the same. God's Son, spelled S-U-N, our risen Savior, was the light of the world who gave his life for us. Now remember, this is according to the belief of the mystery religion of Babylon. These points here mentioned are just some of hundreds, if not thousands, of direct connections that can be made between the Judaic Christian Bible story and the far more ancient original story. The purpose for drawing your attention to this literary plagiarism, according to the mystery school, this is what they believe, is best stated by Alfred North Whitehead, who said, quote, "No lie can live forever," unquote. They hate Christians, they hate Christianity, and the first object is to destroy the Christian church and Christians, to wipe them off the face of the earth. If you are a Christian, you are in the greatest danger that you can even imagine at this moment, as the New World Order take shape around you. Egyptologist Gerald Massey said, quote, "They must find it difficult, those who have taken authority as the truth rather than truth as the authority," unquote. And now for a few thoughts on the Old Testament Word of God, according, again, to the mystery religion. Remember, I am revealing the secrets of the mystery religion of Babylon during this broadcast. At Malachi 4:2, the God of heaven is described as the Sun of righteousness with healing in his wings, and it is spelled S-U-N. The Sun with healing in his wings. Then in the New Testament, at Matthew 23, verse 37, and Luke 13, verse 34, we see God's Son wanting to gather all under, quote, his wings, unquote. This is most appropriate, for in Egypt the sun was always pictured with his wings, and you see a disc with wings. Now all these pitiful little twits running around calling themselves ufologists and Zachariah Sitchin, who has perverted the interpretation of the ancient writings, claims that this means that the Egyptians, whenever they drew these or put these hieroglyphics on in their writings, were indicating that UFOs came from other planets. And nothing can be farther from the truth. But this is part of the mystery Babylon deception, trying to convince the people of the earth that we are threatened by some other species from some other planet, so that they can more quickly bring about their new world order, their one world totalitarian socialist government. Don't fall for it, folks.
It's important to point out here that Zachariah Sitchin and Jordan Maxwell were very, very close. Jordan Maxwell funded Zachariah Sitchin. There's interviews where you can watch Zachariah Sitchin and Jordan Maxwell basically giving Jordan Maxwell the interpretations that he used to justify a lot of this. The important part is that you need to go to SitchinIsWrong.com, where you can find out that apparently Zachariah Sitchin was knowingly misrepresenting the Akkadian and Sumerian texts for a specific purpose. Whether or not it's the purpose that Bill Cooper is saying, I don't know. Also, I did a short film called Sitchin is Wrong that's not affiliated with SitchinIsWrong.com, but it shows a lot of the physical archaeological evidence that Sitchin presented is very, very suspect and unverified and in some cases probably an outright fabrication.
I have found that most of these people involved with the so-called UFO research who are trying to convince you of this are Freemasons. Most of them 32nd degree of the Scottish Rite. And evidently, they are attempting to do their best toward the furtherance of the great work in order to attain the 33rd degree, which can only be attained by meritorious work to bring about the completion of the great work, which is the destruction of the church, the state, and the enslavement of the mob, which is all of us. I hope you hear me out there. Keep all of the foregoing in mind, folks. We read again from the Old Testament book of Psalms. At Psalms chapter 23, verse 4, we read that old, dog-eared, tired, exhausted, and equally misunderstood chestnut, according to the mystery schools, used by every man of the cloth to put the sheep to sleep. We quote it here, quote, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil."
This is a great example because Jordan Maxwell here is trying to say this about the Bible. He says, at Psalms 23, we read that old dog-eared, tired, exhausted, and equally misunderstood chestnut used by every man of the cloth to put the sheep to sleep. Okay, so that's not, he's saying that's what the Bible is. It's an old dog-eared, tired, exhausted, equally misunderstood chestnut.
...with his shepherd's staff, but at Revelations 12, verse 5, and Revelation 19, verse 15, is also said to rule with a rod of iron. And I have pictures here of all of this. You can't see it, but you can go to the library and find this stuff. Our research has been thorough. And we have managed to place members of CAGI within the Masonic lodges, and we have verified everything that we are telling you here now. We have infiltrated the lodge.
Let me ask you why in the world you would want to infiltrate the lodge to verify what's being read here. If you wanted to verify what was being read here, you would infiltrate the British Museum, or you would infiltrate the archaeological museums in Egypt or the ancient temples to verify that. But no, he says in order to verify what he's reading, he had to have a CAGI member report from inside the lodge. That is because this information isn't real except for inside the lodges. So that's where you would verify it and say, yep, they believe it in there. Okay, we're going to move on. A lot of you are going to say, well, didn't Jordan Maxwell appear on the Bill Cooper program? Yeah, and I want to play the audio from this, and I want to show you that, first of all, Bill Cooper says pretty much point blank he's never met Jordan Maxwell before. He doesn't really know anything about him. He's just had people tell him that he should have him on. Then he has him on, and Jordan Maxwell goes through his whole spiel, and Bill Cooper at one point says, you know, you can move up a little bit. My audience is pretty aware of all this New World Order kind of stuff. And then Jordan Maxwell launches into his The Son is Really Jesus spiel, and he goes through the whole thing. And as he's going through it, Bill Cooper, who has been talking about this and saying this is what the mystery schools believe for the whole series, stops Jordan Maxwell and says, hey, you know, this, you should pretty much say this is just symbolism, right? This is just what they believe. And Jordan Maxwell, having been caught in this whole thing, says, oh, yeah, it's just symbolism. It's just symbolism, just like you say, Bill. But this constitutes the only time that I've ever heard Jordan Maxwell admit that. So it's interesting to me that it happened on the Bill Cooper program. And here we go.
Simply because I want to devote the maximum amount of time to our special guest tonight, Mr. Jordan Maxwell. Now, I never met Jordan Maxwell in my life until today. I don't really know him personally. I have been introduced to him circuitously through a bevy of my own personal friends, whom after listening to my lectures, after reading my book, realized that Mr. Jordan Maxwell and I have quite a bit in common. And they prompted me, pushed me, you might say, to meet with this gentleman.
Pentagon. Yeah. They don't pay these people big money to make mistakes. The president, when he does something or this government does something, they know what they're doing. Now, it may not make any sense to you, but according to other plans, if you understand what's going on behind the scenes, it makes a lot of sense. And
let me interject something in here for you, Jordan, so that you'll understand. My listening audience has had 22 hours already. Their education is far beyond anybody that you normally talk to.
Right, right.
They understand what we're talking about. They understand the involvement of the Vatican. They understand the symbology of the mystery schools.
Right.
Now, we may have some listening audience out there who just tuned into this show or maybe just found it a couple of shows ago, but most of my listening audience worldwide have been listening to this show since the 4th of May, 1992, and have an extensive education in all of this. So if you want to cut to the meat of the matter, these people will understand. You don't have to build up to it.
Right. Well, I mean, I talk to audiences so often, and I'm 24th. It was still in the same degree on the sundial. It didn't move. So they said, the ancient Egyptians said, anything that was moving and is now not moving is dead. So therefore, they said God's son died and was in his tomb or dead for 3 days. Then on December 25th, anything that was dead and in his grave and not moving for 3 days and now begins to move back to the northern hemisphere, it moved its first degree. So on December 25th, they said God's son is born on December 25th.
Now, in the real world, let's clarify something for a lot of people who are listening out there. You're not talking anything about Christmas. You're not talking about what Christians traditionally recognize as,
no, now I'm getting
as
into
the symbol of Christ. You're
right.
getting into symbolism of the ancient religion of the sun,
right,
which was later perverted in Christianity to reflect this in order to capture the pagan worshipers into the Christian church.
Absolutely.
So let me challenge you guys to find me any other place where Jordan Maxwell stops himself in the middle of this whole, the sun. So if you listen to this interview, notice that when Bill Cooper says that, and although Maxwell's like, oh yeah, of course, notice Jordan stops talking about it then. They launch into corporate symbolism or what have you after that, but they don't talk anymore about what the sun really is or what it really means because they're on the opposite sides of the fence there.
From all these different philosophers who visited Egypt, we shall secure a better estimation of the profundity of Egyptian learning than from even the Egyptian writings themselves. Plato went to Egypt and was initiated into the mysteries in the Great Pyramid, where he lay for 3 days and 3 nights in the sarcophagus, during which he was imparted knowledge which he was to guard, protect.
I laid in the king's sarcophagus and was blessed in a ritual by a Chemite priest.
I firmly believe, and I live my life according to this, that I owe my first allegiance to my God and Jesus Christ. My second allegiance I owe to the Constitution of the United States of America, and my third allegiance to my family. And the reason my allegiance is that in that order is because God endowed man with unalienable rights. The Constitution protects those rights, and the family is thus able to survive and be protected and thrive. And the family is the basic unit of civilization. Period. And I further believe that any man or woman without principles that they are ready and willing to die for at any given moment that they are called upon to do it are already dead and are of no use or consequence to anyone, not even themselves. Understand what I just said.